This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, look at this. Eminem's daughter, Hailey, is launching her own clothing line. I'm more in shock that she's 27 these days.
No, she's grown.
I know, because Eminem's like 50. I shouldn't be surprised. Well, I don't know why I'm surprised by this.
We're used to seeing the Hailey that's tatted on his shoulder, not the Hailey that's grown on Instagram.
Yeah, it's official. She's doing her own clothing line. It was only a matter of time. Does she do anything else besides just be famous?
Didn't she cheerlead in college?
Maybe.
Something like that.
That was a random fact you just brought out about his daughter.
I could be lying. I don't know. I just remember there being a photograph in my head of people going crazy talking about, oh, Eminem's daughter cheerleading. Oh, she's so grown. Oh, my gosh. When did she grow up? Exactly how every one of us reacts every time we see Hailey. We're like, that's Hailey?
Right.
That's Hailey Eminem?
We remember his music where she was a little kid, right?
Right.
So weird. Well, 27 years old. Her line is going to be sweatshirts, t-shirts, baseball hats, all those kinds of things.
She's starting an Etsy brand.
All in neutrals. It's same crap Kim Kardashian does with Skim. Tan, black, white, cream.
Gender neutral. All neutral. Everybody neutral.
Everything's neutral these days. So Eminem, his daughter Hailey, 27 years old, officially launching her own brand called Hailey Jade. So when you see anything Hailey Jade, you're like, oh, that's Eminem's daughter.
It's because H&M was already taken.
I'm very busy over here trying to put money in my children's account for the Scholastic Book Fair, Deezy.
You need my Venmo too? What's up?
No, I'm not giving you any money. But
you can send me some money for the book fair.
I mean, all I got to hear from my kids is the book fair starts today. So can we have some money to buy some books?
I'm going to need you to say that with more energy because the book fair is a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
I don't know what you thought, but the book fair be about that life.
We may talk about the book fair tomorrow, honestly, because I have some thoughts on this. But today I want to talk about DZ's issue and how we're all going to help him on this show. We're going to unite as a family.
It takes a village and I need the village.
Yeah, because if people have been listening to this show since you joined me in January. We have talked about your rental in Bayview. You and the wife rent, and the house is a disaster.
Quite frankly.
The basement floods every time it rains.
9 out of 10. You know, it takes on a little bit of water, and I got to get down there and vacuum it up. There's a plethora of other fixes.
Yes.
We got the forge right across the street, basically, which they got huge 1,000-pound steel presses that just all day and reverberate through the whole house.
Yes.
So we're at the point where we're like, man, we want to buy this house, but it's because we want to buy it for the area, not the home itself.
Because
we love the neighborhood.
Me and the listeners have been like, don't buy this house. It's got too many issues. And I don't want to buy this house.
And I don't want to listen to y'all. I don't. I really don't. I don't care.
Nobody would buy this house as is, but you. You're crazy.
Hey, call me crazy. Call me crazy. But the universe has agreed. The universe, Mother Nature, all the powers that be done looked down upon us and said, yeah, nah, Allie and Emma right. Y'all got to move.
Well, I'm glad the universe is finally speaking our language, DZ, because tell everybody what happened.
So our landlord contacted us and said, man, listen, I hate to do this to y'all, but we're going to have to ask for the house back.
They're moving back.
So long story short,
away.
The tenant was the owner. The prior tenant was the owner. Somebody we know from work.
We used to work with this guy.
Rented it to us when they were moving out of the area. We've been renting since. We've loved it. We've enjoyed it. We've talked about doing rent to own. That was kind of the agreement we had, right? Now they're going,
Never mind, we need the house back.
We coming back to the area, and the way our situation is, it's going to be a lot easier to come home. We just need you to not be in our home. And I was like, oh, dang, man.
That hurt.
That sucks.
You had all this hope that you were going to buy this house or buy this house and rip it down and have this area, and you had to deal with the fact that he was never going to sell you the house.
I was dreaming.
Coming back. Yeah.
I was big dreaming about the fact that we were going to have that plot, whether it be that house or whatever, we were going to be right there. I was already trying to memorize neighbors, you know, learn everybody's name. But man, now we got to find a whole new area, a whole new neighborhood, hopefully within the city of Bayview, if you will. But it doesn't matter necessarily where.
It doesn't matter where. But this leads to the problem.
Big dilemma. We need to find a new city. And we're currently in that zone where we're looking, what's a good neighborhood? What's the best neighborhood as far as living, as far as walking, as far as accessibility? Definitely schools, obviously, because a little man, young samurai, our son. But now we're stuck in between of, Are we going to Story Hill? Are we looking towards the Clock Tower? Mm-hmm. Can we stay in Bayview? Because mm-hmm. even though Bayview's quote unquote affordable, mm-hmm. we seeing some $300-$500 houses.
$500,000.
You know,
well, yeah.
Right. You know, I wasn't talking about $500.
We're getting too expensive, essentially.
It's
the
areas crazy.
You wanted to live in, you were like, oh, never mind. We can't live in this area.
Big never mind.
Okay. So you're coming to terms with the fact that you have to be out of this house in how many months?
We got to be out the house in like 3 months.
Jeez.
Realistically, in about 3 months' time.
And you want to buy something.
Yes, we don't want to continue to rent, but if push comes to shove.
You keep showing me houses in different areas, and you're like, and I'm like, oh, that's a cool area, but you're kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Because your options are slowing. You don't have a lot when you have to move that quick.
I'm at the point where my algorithm on all of my social medias thinks I'm a realtor. They're like, do you like houses? How about this house in West Allis? What about Cudahy?
Do you want some advice on where you should live?
I would love advice. Uh-huh. I would absolutely love advice on the best neighborhood, whether it's your neighborhood mm-hmm. or someplace you loved. If you're thinking about, you know, places on the up and up. Because we don't care where we live. We just want something nice, accessible, and quite frankly, affordable.
Do you want, you guys are like total Bayview people.
We're Bayview people. We are. So a city like Bayview, we love it.
So what would it be? Okay.
This is
the question.
We've looked through, right? We've looked through different areas. We've looked through different things. Would we live in Silver City? Sure.
Where is Silver
City? If something nice came out, it's just west of, it's like west of Milwaukee, basically.
West Milwaukee.
It's just a little itty bitty pocket of West Milwaukee.
Kind of by like AmFam Field, Miller Parkish.
Ish.
Love it.
A slight bit east of that.
Weren't you looking near like 27th and that area?
And
like Layton, like Greenfield-ish.
All of that.
I love that area. I lived in that area for a while.
All of that. We'd live over in the historic Third Ward if it wasn't so expensive.
Yeah.
That's for the young professionals that making $1 million a year, professionals.
You want a big condo up in the sky?
We not at that point in our lives.
Somebody texted, come to Germantown, DZ. Is that too far for you? I don't know if they're burb people.
Do I look like a burb people? do I look like a burb guy? Am I a suburban dude?
It's whatever you want it to be, DZ. It's whatever you want it to be. Somebody, Greg in Greenfield said, why not look at West Milwaukee? Don't live in Silver City.
Oh, yikes.
That's hood. Well, we don't mind the hood
at
all.
Listen.
Come on, look
come
at
on
us.
Now. I'm living in the hood before, and I got no problem living in the hood again, man. You know? Okay, but I do need all the suggestions, all the help. What's the best neighborhoods in Milwaukee proper?
You know? 414-533-1037. We are going to take your calls next. Somebody texted in, Menominee Falls is super nice.
Mm.
You can come by me in New Berlin.
You got a house? You want to be neighbors?
Yes, actually.
Is your neighbor selling a house?
My neighborhood's too quiet for you, though. It's too quiet for me.
I pulled up, and you did say, I heard you coming down the block.
I can hear your rap music, and I thought, you know, even though I love the rap music, my neighbors are going to have a heart attack. It's great.
I said, Allie, I'm pulling up. She said, I know.
I hear rap music. The rap music, it sounds like home.
My people.
My people have arrived in the summer.
Where the homies at?
All right, 414-533-1037. Where should DZ live? We'll take your calls and texts next. I see all the texts coming in. Kelly in Sussex said, move to Sussex.
Y'all self-serving selves. I don't play.
She said, your wife Erin and I will get along great. Get along well. Great schools. Somebody said Menominee Falls or Butler is nice. We're in Butler and we love it. There's all kinds of texts coming in. Somebody said, or just move in with Allie, DZ.
Y'all got space? What's up? I'm coming with like four people.
You've seen
and a couple
house.
Homies.
You can move in the basement. I mean, there's a bathroom down there.
Technically. How much you charging for rent, though?
Take us out to dinner once in a while.
Oh, bad. Hey, never mind, y'all. We moving in with Allie.
Mow my lawn once in a while. I don't know.
I'll take care of that. All of that.
You know what? I'm going to get myself in over my head inviting people to live with me. Let's go to the phones this morning. Christine is on 6 this morning in Brown Deer. Christine, good morning. Where should DZ live?
Brown Deer is a good community. They have great programs for the kids. My kids have all gone to Brown Deer. My youngest is moving to elementary. And next year, I'll have a senior in high school. And they just have really great programs for the kids. And they have I have an autistic niece, and they have a great program for special needs kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's a smaller community, so you're not overloaded with kids with graduation.
True.
And the classes are smaller, so you can stay geared to your children.
There's focus on the kids. I appreciate that. Yeah. We've actually lived up in Brown Deer before, and I didn't think about moving back. I got to be honest.
Is that your vibe? Tell the truth.
No, I'm not opposed to it. It's so far north.
It's are the radio station is on the southwest side.
Everything we do is on the southeast side.
It's kind of like it's going north of the city. Like if you were to go, let's say up 43, it's far for us when it comes to coming to work.
It turns into a 35-minute drive. It turns into a 35-minute drive. But I'm not going to say that for the right circumstance, Brown Deer ain't going to get this black man right back. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and because we drive when there's no traffic to work.
True.
Just
true.
Throwing it out there. But okay.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
Christine says Brown Deer. Thank you, Christine, for the suggestion.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's day two I've called in, so.
Christine, day two.
Appreciate
the reminder. Christine's on her way to get her own theme song. We're on the way. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, okay, Christine?
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Okay, she's on line four. She's got her own theme song, and she is in Franksville this morning. You know who she is. Lindsay.
Good morning.
All right, we're looking
Right now I'm in Charlie's neck of the woods, driving through Fond du Lac.
Oh, Fond du Lac.
Oh, out there in Fondy.
Don't suggest Fond du Lac. That's too far.
Yeah, we ain't moving to Fond du Lac.
Jenny's behind her neighbor just put their house up for sale. They had an open house this weekend. So it's like 20th and College area. So Milwaukee address where like the MPS teachers and firefighters and like police that need a Milwaukee address but not in Milwaukee.
Wait, who put... are you saying you know someone that put their house for sale?
I do. Well, they're behind us. So like we could be back to back neighbors.
You could be neighbors with Lindsay in Franksville. Lindsay,
we could be backyard buddies.
Lindsay, you live on 20.
She's in Milwaukee. So Jenny, like I'll eventually be moving in with her. So like
your fiance. Sorry, I was tying this. I couldn't piece it together
She has three kids, we got foster cats here and there.
Listen, you talking my language. Hold on. No.
Lindsay wants you to move by her fiance. You guys can all be neighbors and we can have cookouts. It'd be great.
Lindsay, you text us that address. I'm saying, you text us that address. That area is actually one of the areas we have been looking in prominently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's right off the expressway. Only downside, I'm going to be honest with you, is the planes fly over every now and then.
Yeah.
I already deal with that in Bayview.
You get used to it.
Now and then, all day.
It doesn't bother me. We've got trains, we've got planes, we've got the Forge. We hear it all in Bayview, so I'm not opposed to none of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another suggestion.
Yeah, drop us.
I will.
Appreciate you. Appreciate that. Thank you, Lindsay. Have a great rest of your day. You too. Bye.
You might be neighbors.
I know.
Lindsay in Franksville. This is so exciting.
That was exciting. I like that.
All right. Lori in Cedarburg is calling in. This is her day two as well. Lori, are you going to suggest that DZ should move to?
It's going to be a bit of a drive, but come to Cedarburg. We're in Zaki County. We're actually one of the fittest states or counties, and we have a lot of activities. Like in Cedarburg, we have Strawberry Fest. We have the historic downtown, so a lot of little mom-and-pop shops. Amy's Candy Kitchen with very good caramel apples, good food.
You should be the tourism department for Cedarburg, Lori. You are on. This is good. This is very good.
Lori is the Cedarburg spokesperson.
I love it.
Lori, I got to be honest with you. I have no idea where Cedarburg is.
It's north. Come on.
Zero clue.
You know where Port Washington is? If you go up 43 and you're going up towards Sheboygan, you went to Lakeland.
Is it before Sheboygan?
Yes. You went to Lakeland College. Come on. You didn't pass Cedarburg on your
way to
Lakeland?
I did, but if it didn't say Lakeland or Sheboygan, I wasn't paying attention to none of that.
It's on the way. It's
Milwaukee,
in between.
Once you get on Brown Deer, and the Mequon, Cedarburg.
Ah, okay. You know what? Now I just sound dumb on air. I didn't know where Cedarburg was.
You know where it is.
Okay. I'm just not as familiar. That is a trek. Mm-hmm. That is a trek. But for the neighborhood, though, with the quality of life, maybe. You never know.
I like Cedarburg, but it's too far. I'm telling you right now what DZ won't say. It's too far at the end.
Ellie said he can't move that far for me. No. I ain't going to let it happen.
Yes, Lori.
I have the best security system because two houses down from me lives a state trooper.
Oh.
I have.
Well, that's either good or bad, depending on who you're talking to.
I ain't moving up there.
Just don't break the law, whatever you do, DZ.
I ain't moving up there. Sorry, Lori. We can't be neighbors.
How am I supposed to break the law if there's a cop down the street?
Just got to befriend him first. And then let him know I'm reckless.
He
someone else that does landscaping so you can take care of your lawn.
Hey, the law and the lawn. Look at that.
We have a ton of cops live by us because Cedarburg is the farthest north at Glendale.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
Of course you know everybody, right?
I do. I know, like, my whole neighborhood.
Of course, yeah.
Got
it. We have a ton of kids, but, like, your little guy's age that you could play.
I love it. She's going to keep
selling
it.
Hey, she's making Cedarburg sound better and better. I ain't going to lie. Lori, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, okay?
All right, last but not least, we were totally out of time, but Ryan in Calabama is going to light us up if we don't pull him up right now. Ryan, good morning.
Everybody. Morning.
All right.
I would tell you that I'd light you up. I ain't going to light you up. Well, I know y'all got time crunches and stuff.
Yeah, but this is your vibe. You're a realtor. I don't think DZ wants a realtor anymore, which is a whole other topic for another day on the show. But he wants to save money.
I don't blame him. We can be pains in the butts at some times, you know? I ain't going to lie.
You're not a pain in the butt.
That's our job.
No, y'all are consistent, man. Y'all are definitely consistent. But talk to me, Mr. Realtor Ryan from Calabama.
Live?
Where should I move?
I'm thinking, you know, Cudahy, South Milwaukee area. I ain't gonna sit here and promote Calabama because I know you ain't out there in the country. I know you like your city vibes, so I ain't gonna try to throw you out here in Calabama and make your head go spinning wild. So
I did my 4 years in Sheboygan.
Roosters and peacocks and all that stuff, you know, out here in Calabama. And goats are gonna be wandering in your yard eating your flowers. You don't want none of that. Trust me, you don't want none of that.
Yeah, right. So. But no, South Milwaukee, Cudahy-ish area.
Yeah,
Oak Creek. I think you'd bring a lot of your vibe into those areas. See? I think it'd be perfect for you.
Interesting.
So. And that's what people are texting in. They're saying St. Francis or Cudahy. Angie in Lake Geneva said move to Lake Geneva.
Of course.
Paulina said in Milwaukee said Butler or Wauwatosa. You don't want Tosa, though. We've talked about Tosa. I thought you would like Tosa, but it's not your vibe, I learned.
I don't feel like it's necessarily my vibe. I feel like, if anything, I'm more of a far east West Dallas.
Yes.
Far east West
like
Dallas.
Close to West Milwaukee.
Closer to West Milwaukee, yeah.
I get that, for sure.
Yeah. I get those vibes from him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ryan, hold on. We're going to talk to you off the air.
Facts, man. We're going to need more of your professional advice. Yeah. Appreciate everybody.
Read some of these. Pewaukee, hands down, is the best. Pewaukee is way too far west for DZ. I know him better than that. He's going
to Pewaukee?
You're going to do baby steps if you ever end up that far west. You're never going to go straight to Pewaukee.
I'll tell you that right now. I don't think I'll ever live in Pewaukee.
Somebody said, I would recommend West Dallas. You can carpool with your coworker Radar.
Hey, Wepa!
And then shout out to Mrs. Doucette, my son's third grade teacher, who texted in and
what'd
said,
she say?
Shout out every morning when I'm driving to work. Her baby Silas loves to listen to us. His head perks up when he hears both of us.
Nice. So awesome.
Happy book fair day, Miss Doucette. There we go. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Jay-Z and Beyonce just bought the most expensive house like ever in California. $200 million.
God dang.
Bought it with cash.
Hey, they just blew Barry Allen out the water with his last purchase.
That's amazing. All right. So it is Tech Tuesday on Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We do this every single Tuesday around this time. We tell you something quick and easy that's new in the tech world, all brought to you and sponsored by Wendy's, because Wendy's without the Wendy's app is like a Frosty without the fries.
Ew.
Get the Wendy's app.
Facts.
You got to be having apps if you're going to these places all the time, because there's all kinds of stuff on the apps.
Talking about technology, the apps bring you so many things, and I don't use them enough, and every time I'm like, use the app, get a free fry, use the app, get a free Frosty.
Really a thing.
Use the app, and I'm like, dang, man, I should get the...
Why didn't I use the app today?
Should've used the app.
Get the Wendy's app. Okay, so what's the tech info for today, DC? Because I've gotten some interesting little tidbits from you about tech.
This tech is quite interesting indeed. Mm-hmm. So people have been seeing a lot more of, like, the, you know, grab and goes, or you don't got to scan anymore.
Chicago was my first experience with that, and now they do it, for example, at AmFam Field.
Yep.
You can walk up, grab a drink, you pay for it by yourself without talking to anyone, and then you walk away.
It just knows your bank information when you walk in.
It's
why. I don't know. It's a little scary, but yeah, Fiserv is doing it now too, all that good stuff. They're taking it a step further now. Yes.
What
a step further.
Mean?
Rolling out, coming to somewhere near you very, very probably soon, is palm recognition. Places like Panera are already using palm recognition for payment. Amazon One is their part of their tech branch.
Okay.
They're basically rolling out palm recognition to where now it's like your your wallet. They take your hand palm and they scan so that you can purchase items. They do it at Panera, yes. Some places. It's in the trial stages. But the tidbit here, the tech advancement, okay, is that now the Colorado Rockies are going to be the very first place to implement palm recognition for alcohol purchases.
At the ballpark.
So you're not going to have to show your ID again, because with the palm reader, it's going to be able to detect who you are.
And
it's
how old you are.
Because you're going to already put that information into your account.
This is great.
You're going to upload a picture of your ID. So now it's going to match your palm with your ID. You got to do is just wave the magic hand over the scanner, bloop, bloop, read your palm, bam, purchase done, quick in and out.
And done.
Done.
I love using my phone to pay for things. I am a tapper. I tap in and I leave.
Okay.
I have gotten so good, I don't take my wallet almost anywhere anymore. I will tap in.
Ooh.
I take my phone, you know, double tap, bloop, tap it on the thing, and I leave. It's amazing. And so if you're telling me I can now go a step further where I don't even need my phone to pay for things when I run into Quick Trip or Pick and Save or wherever, really?
Really.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say there's some places you can't tap in and it makes me angry, but
Pick and Save.
Walmart. I have some places on my list where I actually need my wallet, but I would. This would take it a step further, for them to know I'm 21. Because that's the other thing. When I went to a Brewers game, I needed my ID in case I wanted to buy liquor, and I went, "Oh, this is a pain that I have to carry this thing."
And you're thinking, "Man, I'm grown."
Well, I should have just faced the fact nobody's going to ID me. But
you can't because that's when somebody goes, "Sorry, it's the law. Yeah. Check your ID," and you go, "What?
Look at me.
Well, I'm grown." And they're like, "Don't care. Sorry, they ain't gonna let you in. It's illegality, man. Yeah. They can get in trouble." So now you doubling up. Mm-hmm. This obviously is still in some beginning stages.
Yeah.
Colorado Rockies are going to be the first place to do it. So you got
to
go in Denver, but
you may be
sooner
able to
than
pay
later
and have your ID all with your palm. That's amazing.
On the Bring way.
It. Okay. Let's get into what would DZ do. We got to go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
You come to this show, you write in, you DM us, you email us, whatever makes you happy. And we answer your problems.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes DZ makes it better, and sometimes he makes it worse. But hey.
You just got to guess at what I'm going to do today.
Nobody said we're professionals. We're just here to talk smack, okay? All right. Who wrote in today?
So we got an anonymous one.
Oh.
They don't want a name.
Oh.
They don't want a name, so we're not going to give them one.
Go on.
They who shall be renamed nameless. We're going to call them Nameless.
What's the problem?
Nameless needs help with their friend.
Okay.
And he said, their friend is admittedly narcissistic. Goes, he constantly brags about girls he's been with, girls that he's talking to, and girls that he's chasing.
Do narcissists know they're narcissists?
Hi, it's me. Probably not. Unless they're self-admitted narcissists.
Fair.
So saying, always talking about the women he's courting.
Okay.
He won't stop and acknowledges how toxic his behavior is, but appreciates everybody's reactions.
when they
call him out on it.
So he knows he's a narcissist.
Yep.
He brags about his narcissism.
Yep.
And he gets a kick out of people's reaction to his narcissism. Okay, go on.
But when we've had some real moments, he admits that he actually hates it. Wants to stop, but can't.
Okay.
I wish I could help him, but I don't know how to better give him advice on how to stop being narcissist. Help.
Wait.
Okay. Nameless.
So somebody has a friend who's a narcissist.
Admitted, goes through it, publicly goes, ha ha, look at me, narcissist.
How do you become a narcissist?
But then in private goes, oh my gosh, I hate myself.
Well, wouldn't that be a lot of narcissists? Isn't that the trick of narcissists?
Maybe.
They act like they're so full of themselves, but they're really just insecure little babies inside.
Bruh, I know exactly what this person should do. Nameless.
What?
Needs to act like their friend.
It'd like show them how they behave.
They need to just assimilate their behavior and behave exactly like them.
Mm.
That might help break that cycle, because then maybe your friend's going to go, bro, what's wrong with you? And then at that point you go, I'm just acting like you, dog. What do you mean?
Right.
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you?
I love it when you say flip their behavior on them.
Flip it on them. Start acting like them. Become their twin. Whatever they say, you say. Whatever you do or whatever they do, you do. Nameless, you're going to have to assimilate the homie's name. Yes. Yes, think about it, yeah. You start acting like them, they might check themselves before you got to check them.
Yeah.
If they're clearly admitting that they know they're narcissists.
Yeah.
Most narcissists do know they're narcissists. I'm sorry to
really?
Say it. Yes, most do, most don't care. Unless they're in private and go, oh man, I suck.
I've just never met a narcissist who's like, yo, I want to change. Like, normally they're just annoying.
That's funny.
Do you know what I mean? Like, think about what narcissist has ever been like, yo, I got to change today.
Nameless is homie. So when we're solo dolo, they admit that they actually recognize how bad this is. I'll say at least this is a first step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But if you want to help, if this is your homie, sounds like this is a best friend situation, right? Because you're not just going to do this and step in and help somebody out. You got to assimilate their behavior.
Mm.
Yeah.
Narcissists have an inflated sense of importance, an excessive need for admiration and attention, and a lack of empathy for others.
Mm.
DZ, all right, DZ says, try to help. Act like them.
Try to help.
Show them what they act like if you're dealing with a narcissist.
Become their mirror. Become their mirror. Show them a reflection.
This is very, too, can play this game. And you know what I'm in. I'm totally in.
But what does everybody else say?
414-533-1037. We'll take your advice next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Does your friend have an inflated sense of importance, an excessive need for admiration and attention, and a lack of empathy for others? They, too, may be a narcissist.
All right, infomercial alley.
We're talking about What Would DZ Do. Anonymous wrote in and has a friend who's a narcissist that wants to change, allegedly.
Nameless has a friend with a name, and their name is Narcissist.
You said mirror their behavior and show them what they're like.
Reflect them. If those are your people, if you see them this frequently, I think you can help if you want to help. It's just a matter of how you help, and you can't help by talking to this person. Most narcissists aren't going to hear words. They reflect actions. So you're going to have to show them these actions.
Well, that's your take. We're going to see what the listeners say. Trevor's in Waukesha on 3 this morning. Good morning, Trevor. What do you think this person should do to stop their friend's narcissist behavior?
Talk to us.
Good morning. Honestly, I think they just need to look at him, shake their head, and move on.
Wait, are you saying cut the friendship?
No, just, you know, give them the silent treatment. You know, don't give them the attention that they're obviously craving.
If they're constantly bragging, don't feed into it.
They're doing the woe is me. Hey, I've got this problem. I know I've got this problem. Help me through it. No.
So okay. This is just another narcissistic trait when they go, man, I hate that I'm this way. You just messed up my whole mind with that.
They're being manipulative.
Yes, that's what he's saying. Like, don't pay no mind.
Because they're full of it and they don't even mean it. Wow, Trevor.
Trevor, with the deep thought.
All right, Trevor, we appreciate that.
Facts.
Thank you for calling.
Smart, man.
All right.
Have a good day, brother.
You too.
We're going to wrap it up with Allie in Economwalk, who's a psychologist. Because we love having mental health professionals on when we talk about stuff like this.
Because we are not. Good morning, Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Good morning. I was going to say, DZ, you sound like a psychologist.
Ooh. Do I have an ulterior profession in my future? What's up?
You might. You totally might. Your advice is usually spot on with what I would say.
Not me in here flexing. Flexing the brain muscle. Nah, but Allie, talk to us. What's your logic? What would you say for Nameless to help their boy out?
Yeah, if I was Nameless, I would encourage my friend to go get some professional help. I mean, narcissism, I view that as, you know, something that needs professional treatment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like if we have a broken bone, what do? We go to the doctor. You know, if we have a mental illness or, you know, some other type of, you know, situation that needs treatment, we're going to go to the professionals to help us get treatment. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would encourage my friend to do, is go get professional treatment.
So basically, don't try to take the narcissist on yourself, because you're playing with fire.
Fair.
Have to get professional.
That's what I would say, yeah. But I do, I like DZ's advice to kind of like mirror for them, show them what they're doing. I think that could be an interesting
social experiment.
Social experiment. Yeah.
Do narcissists get embarrassed? I feel like the narcissists I work with have no shame sometimes, and that blows my mind. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be ashamed of yourself?
I'm sure they do.
Is that like a secret shame hole nobody knows they go into, or
they
what?
Probably just never never show it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, Allie, listen. The real professional stepped into the door. We appreciate you for that.
We'll be here analyzing all day like we are, though.
Have a good rest of your day, Allie. Thank you. Bye.
Destiny texted in and said, thank you for the definition of narcissist because I was lost. We got you, Destiny. Somebody else said, have a code word. And every time they act like that, shout it out so they know they're embarrassing you and acting crazy.
I got a code word. Narcissist!
Hi!
It's me! I'm the problem, it's me!
Your chance to see Post Malone coming up 7:45 this morning. We've got your tickets. He's going to be at Alpine Valley on July 15th. And win him here.
It's going to be amazing, and you could win him. You and a homie going to be going.
It's going to be good stuff. Your chance to win less than 20 minutes away.
That's right.
DZ, did you hear the story about the kids in a local city who found $5,000 in cash on the side of the road
in random Mexico? What's the end of that story? No,
they turned it in.
No,
they turned it in like good people.
Restart that. You said they found $5,000 cash.
Listen to this story. This happened in Waterford. Okay.
Oh.
So go down towards like East Troy.
Yep,
you're taking 43 South. You're going Burlington, Waterford.
I don't know where Cedarburg is. I know where Waterford is.
Okay, fair enough. There were these students doing pickup on the side of the road. These Farmers of America kids. There had been a business owner, a man who has a tree company, a tree service company.
Uh-huh, stump remover.
Charles Jessup. He had gone somehow, and somehow he even said this was the dumbest thing he ever did, but he had his portfolio like in the back of his truck. Well, inside of it was $5,000 in cash, his computer, a MacBook Air.
No.
With his life, his business records.
His whole business.
All of it.
He probably had some important contacts and sensitive information in that.
He had the cash tucked in to the portfolio.
Yeah.
And he said that he drove off with all of that stuff in the back and didn't realize till he was gone that...
It
flew off the back of his work truck.
No.
$5,000 in cash from a job he did.
So through that, now you get these Farmers of America kids just doing community cleanup efforts. They find a portfolio.
He goes back to look for it.
Okay.
And can't find it.
Oh my gosh.
But he sees the kids on the side of the road and he tries to get their attention. They said at first they were like, what does this guy want? And he said, listen, I drove off and there's $5,000 in cash that flew out of my truck. And they start finding bills. Oh, here's a 50.
No.
The kids find it and they turn it in and they give it back to the guy.
They found all $5,000.
I guess so.
Oh, that is crazy. Because I would have tucked the 50 in my pocket and been like, nope, I ain't seen nothing, big dog.
Didn't see a thing.
You said you lost $5,000. I only found $1,000, so that ain't your money.
Yeah, these kids in Waterford gave the money all back, and so the town threw a pizza party for them. I know. You're like, no, just say thank you for...
Can you hear my face right now?
Because
You get a pizza party, you find it better been $5,000 worth of pizza.
This is a real question on your character. If you truly found $5,000 on the side of the road, see, everybody knew they found it because they were in a group.
Well, right.
Would you really turn it in?
That'd be tough.
It would bug me because my karma would be shot if I didn't turn it in.
But who are you to say that's not a blessing from somebody? Listen, somebody else's misfortune is another man's miracle.
The guy who owns the tree service said that was not a miracle. That was an accident.
Hey, divine intervention. We are trying to buy a home. I find $5,000 cash.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine?
My moral fibers are tested just thinking about it because I'm like, dog, there's got to be some type of reward money in this bad boy because those $5,000 are going right towards the housing fund.
Well, the good news is they found it and the
good
kids gave
them.
It back and they had a pizza party to thank the kids and it all worked out to say this is a nice reminder that there are kind people who do the right thing. And remember to do something nice today.
Yeah, them boys was raised right.
Unlike us.
Facts.
I'm kidding. Am I the Jerk? And coming up next, get ready. This involves leaving your child behind and not caring. I'll tell you next. Kiss FM. Oh, my girl, Taylor. You want to go see Taylor Swift in LA? You and three of your friends, we're going to fly you there and give you tickets to her show. All you have to do is listen to Kiss FM on the Odyssey app. Download the app, follow 103.7 Kiss FM. Every hour you listen to us, you get an entry to see Taylor Swift in LA.
And on top, you get a guitar.
Woo!
You get a Taylor Swift autographed guitar. I know that was a banjo, but you get the point.
Make sure you're listening on the Odyssey app, because if you're listening to Kiss right now, which you are, you might as well download the Odyssey app and listen through the app and get your entry to see Taylor Swift in LA.
We all like to multitask. Why don't you go ahead and listen and get some entries in while you at it?
Good luck.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, this is about letting your kid run away and not caring. It sounds horrible.
Blank them kids.
John wrote into the show. He wants to know if he's the jerk for letting his kid run away.
John? Mm-hmm. Let's hear it, John.
John said, hi, Allie and DC. My middle kid, who just turned 16, ran away Friday night after getting very angry with me and his mother. He packed a bag, said he was leaving forever in a very dramatic fashion. My wife said to drive after him, and I said no, because I expect he'll be home for dinner. Well, 2 hours later, my oldest son called and said that my middle kid was at his apartment. They were having a nice chat, so I said, just call me if you need anything.
Yeah.
My wife wanted me to go pick him up, but I said space would be good for everyone. So she was annoyed and went to get him Saturday. When he came back, he was in a bad mood for letting him just run away into a dangerous city where he could have been killed, quote unquote.
Oh my gosh.
And his mom also mad at his mom as well for making him leave his brother's apartment. So we just can't win. Now my wife's angry at me and said we should have just picked him up Friday night when he ran away to begin with. So we spent all of Saturday and most of Sunday being ignored or yelled at by our 16-year-old. And my wife said that's proof that my strategy was garbage. I say it's proof hers was. And that we should have just let him stay an extra day at his brother's house. Am I the jerk for letting my 16-year-old kid run away and not going to get him?
I can't handle this.
Why are you laughing?
I can't handle this.
Oh, God, dude. 414-533-1037. You're not supposed to laugh. That kid ran away.
I don't care. The husband. Blank that kid.
That's what John said. John said, screw that kid. And the wife is now mad, saying, you can't just let the kid run away.
Sure can, sure did. Didn't, it's not like it fixed anything. Mama Bear went to go get him. He came back even angrier. Like, this whole family's petitious.
I feel like we all ran away in middle school and came right back. But this is different. This is high school, you know?
Man, I ran away once. I went around the block and realized that was the dumbest decision. I didn't even pack a bag. I was like, oh, man, I'm out here blanked out, man. I need to go back home. I'm hungry. Nah, I'm good.
Exactly. When I got hungry, I went home.
I was too chunky to run away.
Same.
I wasn't missing no meals. What'd I look like?
Go get the little Debbies. They're back at the house. I can't run away today.
I'm laughing at the situation because of the story and the context.
It's just funny. Okay, but it's not funny, but it's funny. Is John the jerk for letting his kid run away?
No, not at all.
Come on.
Not at all. Okay. Not even in the least.
Stop it.
Nah. Your kid made a grown man decision at a very pivotal point in his life. He's 15, turned 16. Mm-hmm. You think you grown at that age, especially as a little boy. You start getting a little peach fuzz above your upper lip.
But you're not.
Start getting a little soul patch under
but
your lip.
But you're not.
But you're not. But you think you are. So he packed that grown man bag and made a grown man move. And his real grown man daddy went, go ahead, boy. Go ahead. Do you. Bye. Bye.
I don't believe you. If Sammy ran away, you wouldn't go get him. You're going to let him run away?
Bye.
Oh, I'm pulling up.
Bet. You and Aaron can go get him because I'm not.
Me and your wife are pulling up because there is no way. If my kid runs away, it's on. I'm chasing you down.
Where are they running to?
Their brother's house.
Do you feel me? The only places they know are the places we've taken them. So wherever they run away to, guess who's going to find them in about an hour? Tops. Me. Because where are they going to be? The park or for getting some food. So.
Yeah. Right.
Let's be honest. They will be back.
414-533-1037. Text or call that number. We will take your calls next. Is John the jerk for letting his 16-year-old run away? His wife says, dumbest thing he could have done. His strategy did not work. He shouldn't have done that. We will take your calls next. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
John wants to know if he's the jerk for letting his 16-year-old run away. they didn't chase after him. Kid went to his older brother's house and stayed there, and his wife said, gotta go get the kid. Why wouldn't you go get the kid? He said, I'm not going to get the kid. So this has started a fight. He wants to know if he's the jerk for letting his kid run away and just leaving him.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying not to laugh at him again.
Stop it. Until your kid's gone, you're stressed out, man. Mm. We're all laughing till our kid's gone.
I can't disagree.
And you know what I'm talking about as a parent.
I'm not going to disagree with
you. We laugh now. At the time, it's on. Joe is in Milwaukee this morning. Joe, good morning. Is John a jerk for letting his kid run away and not going after him?
Not a jerk. I'll do one better. My mom would say, when we said we're going to run away, she would say, you're going to go out of this house the way you came in the world. Take all your clothes off and get out of here.
Yo!
I love that line. Joe, I'm stealing that. If my kids ever run away, leave your clothes
this
at the door.
Back in the cities, you know, in the 60s and the early 70s. Like DZ said, I wouldn't even make it around the block. You know?
If I bought it, you leave it in this house. Mm-hmm. The shoes, too. Yep. Socks as well. Barefoot, baby. Bye.
Joe, that's fantastic. Thank you for calling this morning.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too, man. Okay. Joe's hilarious.
He said not a jerk.
He said the same way you came into this world.
It's not a bad tactic to say, give me all your clothes. Although, when they leave with their clothes, what, are you going to go chase them down the street and rip the clothes off? No.
Maybe.
You are not. You're fighting with your 16-year-old. Me? Could you imagine me and Owen rolling around in the street? I'm trying to rip his shirt off.
I got five on Owen.
I do too. Heather's in Milwaukee this morning. Heather, is John the jerk for letting his 16-year-old run away and not going after him or chasing him down?
No, he's not the jerk. First time I agree with DZ.
There's a first time for everything. It happened on a Tuesday.
Oh, congrats.
Let's go.
What do you think?
I have a 14-year-old that just ran away not too long ago.
Oh, you have experience.
And
dealt with this.
Let me tell you. Police were involved. We had like 100 people out looking for him. It was horrible. It was awful. This child walked the freeway, sat in a hotel for 8 hours.
No.
On the Wi-Fi, eating their snacks. If he ever runs away again, I'm not following him.
Your kid's a genius. He found a continental breakfast. He was set for life.
100 people in the police looking for this kid. He's in a hotel. I would be so angry, too.
5 minutes from the house.
Ooh. Five minutes for 8 hours. Walk the freeway. This is why I'm not. Okay, maybe this is a reason to chase. But at the same time, it's like, man, you're going to make these bonehead mistakes. You're going to have to learn a bonehead lesson.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, I would have been so angry.
Yeah, we would have had a problem. We would have had a problem.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad that your kid's okay, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, let the kid run away because they're wasting everyone's time anyway.
They're so smart.
Take it from somebody that just went through this. Heather's saying, don't bother. Don't bother.
I can't imagine my kid being gone and not going and looking for him, though. I get what she's saying. I understand her story in the end. It was a waste of everyone's time.
The equal panic that she felt turned to immediate anger and rage as soon as she saw him eating that little Nutri-Grain Nature Valley bar going, boy, you were at the Holiday Inn this whole time?
Oh, I've been so mad. Okay. Heather says not a jerk. That's too nice.
We appreciate you, Heather.
Thank
Have a
you.
Good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. LaToya has not been able to get in a while, and she is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Now, we already have two not a jerks today because John wants to know if he's the jerk for letting his kid run away. 16 years old. LaToya. Good morning, LaToya.
Good morning.
All right, we have two not a jerks. What do you think? Is John a jerk for letting the kid run away and not chasing after him?
John is absolutely not a jerk.
Wampa!
Wow,
dude. Wampa!
Please sweep! I am shocked.
Get the broom.
Wow.
Broom. I'm a DZ. Broom. Sweep it.
Sweep it.
And sweep that kid out at the same time. Bye.
Bleep them kids.
Bye.
This is the theme today. My Lord.
Today, tomorrow, next week, all life.
If all of us lost our kids, we'd be freaking out. That's what's so funny about it.
Well, right, because you don't actually mean it. But now, talk to us, Toya. What's the word?
Have a 16-year-old who decided to go live his best life. He didn't want to live under me and my husband's household. He didn't want to follow the rules.
Oh, he was grown.
So he's grown. So he made the decision. I'm packing up and I'm going. So he went and even when you call like the police to try to tell them at 16, you can't make them do anything, which
really?
Is the craziest thing ever. No, yeah. The police goes, well, you know, no.
Where and was he at? Like, did you find him and how did it end?
Well, he, we have a blended family. So technically he went home to his mom, but papered legally custody wise.
Oh,
right.
That's
so, I mean,
that's
he
a problem.
Went to a family member's house, but you know, okay. He's not with us. So,
yeah.
And we have to think about it because we have other children. So it's like, okay, do we keep fighting this battle or when he's ready, do we just accept him back?
Right.
And that's the answer. When uh-huh. he's ready, uh-huh. we'll just take him back.
I do like that. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because yeah. at least you know they're safe. It's not yeah. like they just let them go out and be reckless. But if you don't like our circumstance and you got family that's willing to take care of you, bye, Papa. Yep.
I have learned as a parent, I have zero judgment about your
right.
situation because one day it's going to maybe me.
That
and
part.
I may be a hot mess not knowing what to do. So I know there's
yep.
people listening, judging one way or the or another on letting your kids run away or do you go get them. But until we're in that, none of us have any clue
right.
what decision
no,
we would
no.
make or
that
what
part.
Would be best for our family.
That part for real.
So just got to, you know. But you have to be a parent long enough to realize you can't judge other parents because we're all screwed up, man. Let me
That's
tell
right.
You.
Nah, but today, though, today.
Clean sweep.
Parents brought the brooms.
Woo. All right. Thanks for calling, LaToya. It was good to hear your voice again.
Bye.
John is not the jerk
nope,
for letting
ain't.
His kid, his 16-year-old, run away. Nobody agrees with the wife that they should have gone to get him. Okay, clean sweep today. Coming up next, your chance at Post Malone tickets. Don't go anywhere. He's coming to Alpine Valley July 15th. That's a Saturday. It's going to be a fun show, a fun day. Your chance to win those Post Malone tickets next. Kiss FM. Post Malone. Wow. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Somebody is going to see Post Malone on July 15th at Alpine Valley. We've got your tickets and Marissa is on the phone in Delavan. Good morning, Marissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's Delavan looking like this morning? What you up to?
Mm. It's pretty nice. It's 66 degrees this morning. I'm doing school drop-off, so not too bad.
Beautiful
okay.
day.
Okay. What's up for the rest of the day?
Uh-huh. You working or you go home now?
I do third, so I get to go home and relax.
Nice.
And then I have just school activities with kids and nail appointments, you know, the daily stuff.
That a girl.
You know what? I don't know if she's going to be able to relax today.
Why?
Because
oh
she's caller 30!
Oh, my goodness! I'm so excited! I've called so many times. I never have gotten through. And I've been wanting to see Post Malone. We're going to see Jelly Roll in August, so I'm so excited.
Nice. Well, you're going to Alpine Valley, Post Malone. I've seen him in concert. It is a great show because it is just hit after hit after hit. He's got so many good songs.
He doesn't miss.
He doesn't miss.
He
no.
really doesn't miss.
Mm-mm, it's going to be a good show. Congratulations. And figure out who you're going to take.
If you don't already.
Know, but thank you.
Oh, wait. Who's going? Who are you taking? You already, she said that confident.
Mm-hmm.
No, my boyfriend, obviously. He's a big Post Malone fan, too. So.
Oh, boom.
Nice.
Talk about a date night right there.
Marissa,
yes.
Hold on. We're going to get your info, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. Another chance for you to win those tickets tomorrow. Same time, same
place.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi.
Yo.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, you think it'd be fun to be part of a royal family? Think again. This is the messiest thing I've ever seen in my life, this family.
This is a royal, like a royal dilemma type deal?
And I know, because I've seen The Crown. I actually love that show. The Crown is great.
Allie's valid.
It's based on the royal family. And some of these stories, it's a really good show.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, so you want to know, we were in the Princess Diana phase right now. Because
Got
every
it.
Season is a different phase of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I wanted to talk about. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle left the royal family, which is a big deal when you're a part of the royal family, to give up all of your money, all of your legacy, all of your ability. And that includes whenever he goes back to England, he does not get the security, the police presence. All of that is gone now because he left the royal family.
They treat him different now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Meghan Markle ended up in a 2-hour like high-speed chase with paparazzi, which weirdly enough is how his mother, Princess Diana, died.
Oh, yeah, that was in New York, right?
When
they got chased.
Yes.
Well, Princess
yes.
Diana back in the day,
yes.
we know that was in Britain, right?
But to have them in a situation that killed his own mother
right.
and them not have the right protection is a problem.
And now he's got his own family.
So now he goes back to the United Kingdom and he wants to pay for his own police protection because they're not giving it to him. He had to go to court where they told him he couldn't pay for his own. He couldn't pay for the police presence. He said, I want to pay for it and give us another level. And they literally had to have all this out in court.
They said,
Come on.
That sounds wild. I don't like the way that sounds,
they're
man.
They're being really petty.
Bad vibes. Bad vibes all around. So you're going to say you're not going to allow somebody of royal blood to be protected to the highest degree possible just because some back end aristocracy nonsense that's going on with y'all little family.
This is why they moved to America. This is why they didn't want to deal with it. This is without a doubt that him and Meghan, and they've talked openly about the corruption and what a hot mess it is, but this is the kind of stuff where really I can't even feel safe going home, and I'm even offering to pay for my police presence, and you're telling me screw you, you can't, and you don't get it,
and you wonder why I left,
and you wonder why people hate their family. I mean, this is this is a clear cut problem that this family is having.
This sounds like it shouldn't have even gone to court. It sounds like we should have never heard of this. It sounds like they should have never stopped being protected. But why are they?
It sounds like royal families are just outdated and stupid. But the fact that you even have to have these arguments in a courtroom, you can't pay for your presence, but we can waste time talking about if you can pay for, or can't pay for police presence, but we can waste time talking about if you're going to pay for police presence.
And in the process, we'll let you pay for lawyers to try to litigate all this in court.
I would never go home. I would just be like, come visit me in LA or deuces.
Nah,
like,
just deuces.
We're good.
Just deuces.
Your family doesn't even want to protect you because you left the royal family.
Well, y'all better be careful. I got security at my house. Ooh, man. Oof. All I got to say is thank goodness I'm not of royal blood.
Yeah. Yeah. You dream about it? No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I cannot believe where they found my phone.
So first you lost your phone. You have to lose your phone to find your phone, and you lost it. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you might have been somewhere not in a good place.
I was in public, and I didn't even know I had lost my phone. And somebody was watching over me that day because I got so lucky that my phone was found. DZ, everybody loses their phone, it feels like, at some point. But this was the wildest moment I've had. Usually when I lose it, it's in my house somewhere.
In your purse, in the car.
Laying on the bed and I just didn't see it. I scanned over it because it's the same color as my sheets.
You tossed the bed and it got wrapped in the blanket and you're like, where's my phone? Oh my God.
Something stupid like that.
But you were out in public.
I was shopping. I needed new tennis shoes.
And you didn't even know your phone was gone?
I didn't even know it was missing.
Yo, all right, talk to me.
I'm so happy. I think about how wrong this could have gone. I'm so lucky that they found it. I was shopping. I needed a new pair of tennis shoes because you and I have been going back to the gym.
You know.
And I was like, I need a new pair of shoes. Right. Like, I'm not a big shoe person. But
Allie getting her cardio in, so she needed some new running shoes.
Yeah, I needed some new stuff. So I go to Dick's Sporting Goods, and I wanted to look at their shoes. And I tried on like 3 pairs, but I was in a hurry. So I found one. I go, this will work. I mean, this is how little I care about these shoes. Like, I'm just trying to get shoes so I can have a good workout.
They fit, they tie, I love them. Bet.
Boom, these will work. And I go up to the counter with the box of shoes in my hands, and I hand them to the kid working behind the counter, and he opens up the box, and he goes, is this your phone? And my phone is laying inside of the shoe box. I had tried on 3 pairs.
Right.
Had I not picked this pair, I would have left the store and not been able to find my phone and probably never found the damn thing. It would have been stuck in a Nike shoebox at Dick's Sporting Goods until somebody tried those shoes on again.
If you would have tried on a 4th pair, the phone would have been in the 3rd pair, and you would have just walked out scot-free. You probably would have gone on with the rest of your day. Because are you the type that you have to see your phone in the car before you pull away?
Sometimes. I could have easily left without it.
I do not pull away from anywhere without making sure my wallet, my phone, it's all in my pockets, right? No, I wouldn't have made it inside the car more than 10 seconds before I went, my phone's inside. I dropped it.
I don't even think if I had had that moment and I had gone in, I would have looked in the shoe boxes.
Yo.
If I had lost it and I went back in, I don't think I would have even thought to look there. And my guess is that because I had like a hoodie on with a pocket, I think my phone was in that pocket. And when I leaned over
to grab a pair of shoes,
I think the phone fell out of the hoodie pocket into the box, but there's like padding. It's like the paper padding.
Right. So you didn't hear it hit.
So it falls on top of the shoes and I just close it and I don't see it. And when this kid said, is this your phone? I went,
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I hope so.
Can I have it now?
He said, wait, who's the lock screen? I got to prove that it's yours.
Show me your face.
Show me your face. Right. Unlock it.
He knew it was mine. He gave it to me. But I was so relieved on how bad it could have been had I not bought that pair of shoes, because I didn't know it was missing. And I was in such a hurry.
Right.
That any other box that had fallen into, if I didn't pick those shoes, I would have been in trouble.
So, I would have been mortified, bruh.
I felt so relieved, though.
Right. Because so you had immediate panic and immediate relief when you went, I didn't even know my phone was missing. You pat the pockets. You go, that is my phone.
And you're in a hurry. So you're like, imagine if I had lost this. This would have ruined my whole day looking for this thing. So I want to know the craziest place people have lost their phone, because we all do it. I mean, I found mine in the pantry. I've gone in and tried to grab something. I'll set it down, grab like popcorn or something for my kid, shut the door, find it hours later in the pantry. I've done that.
I've done the same thing, but in the freezer. I was getting ice cream out the freezer. Put my phone in the freezer. Walk out with the ice cream. Listen, important things.
On purpose?
Nope, not on purpose. But, you know, thankfully I was putting back the tub of ice cream and I go, oh, my phone. Look at that.
Well, in your defense, ice cream is more exciting. So exactly. That would make you forget your phone for a few minutes.
That's exactly what happened.
Where have you lost your phone, or where has it been found? 414-533-1037. We're going to talk about it next, because I know this happens. Everybody loses their phone at some point. Mm-hmm. Some of us just have better stories than others. Maybe it was in a shoebox like mine and you just got lucky and bought the right pair. Read your calls and texts next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I got lucky. I lost my phone in a shoebox while trying on shoes.
You got big lucky, because that wasn't a that was destiny, because nothing in your world made you buy those shoes.
No.
So you just went, bet work, not. And won't he do it? Because somebody was looking out and went, hey, Ma. Ooh. Your phone's in that box.
Thank goodness I bought that pair of shoes. When I went to the counter, that kids found my phone in the box. Facts. I didn't even know it was missing. Robin is in Port Washington this morning. Robin, we are talking about places you lost your phone or misplaced it. What's your story?
Good morning, Allie and DZ. On garbage day, I took the garbage out and I took my phone out with it and put it in the top of the garbage can.
Yo, no.
Robin, no.
Yo, at least it wasn't in the garbage.
Yes, I was looking for it and I was retracing my steps and I heard the garbage man coming and I thought, oh my God, I think my phone's in the garbage. So I went running out there. I was terrified and there it was.
Oh, was it still on top or had they already come by?
No, it was still on top. I found it literally just in time.
Talk about by the skin of your teeth. Wow. Robin almost lost the eyeball.
Wow. Okay, Robin, I'm glad you found your phone. Thank you for calling. Yes. That is crazy.
Yo.
I am too. Allie, I'm glad you found your phone. You all have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Me too. I didn't even know it was missing. That was the ironic part of my whole story. Man, well,
Robin didn't either until she went, wait, where's my cellular device?
Hannah is in Waukesha. Hannah, we are talking about where you lost your phone or where it was found. What's your story, Hannah?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So I went camping last year with my boyfriend. We were out in the middle of nowhere, and I had my phone, of course, and decided we got really drunk, obviously, as you do on any camping trip, and then
chocolate wasted.
Yeah, so, obviously.
Yeah, right. So we were walking and we took a couple walks and we had a good night. In the morning I woke up and realized I didn't know where my phone was. So we were searching the entire park, like in the grass, by the trees, everywhere.
Yo.
Where was it?
Yeah, some guy comes up to us, or like luckily we were about to leave and I was just about to call it quits, and then all of a sudden this guy comes up like from a couple campsites over and is like, I actually had reached out like to a couple campers that I saw nearby and was like, have you seen a phone? And everybody was saying no.
So
and
a guy then, at a campsite over found it.
Word
though.
Got around and somebody
the
went,
last,
I found a phone.
The person we reached out to said, yeah, I found this in the porta potty.
No! Literally said, no, inside the porta potty. You might want to wipe that.
Wait, I had to definitely sanitize it, but yeah, that's my spent like hours finding it. But
oh, she was lit. She left it in the porta potty.
Porta potty lit.
Oh, Hannah.
Hannah, we appreciate your call. That's so crazy.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
And even with Find My iPhone, like imagine it. If I had had this issue, it would have said it was at Dick's Sporting Goods, but I never would have looked in a shoebox. That's the ironic part about my story,
I was just thinking I lost my phone on Saturday because flag football, we had a game. I accidentally left my phone in my pocket, right? We're going out for the first play. I pat my pocket for my mouth guard, feel my phone, and go, oh, dang, I'm not trying to play with this in my pocket. So I whipped it over to our sideline, forget about it for a good 15-20 minutes. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, My phone. I'm like, I think my phone's gone. Luckily, one of our teammates had it. He said, DZ, I got your phone. Don't worry about it. I was in panic mode because I'm in football mode. All of a sudden, I'm in responsible father, husband mode. I'm like, where's my phone? Where's my cell phone? Oh, my gosh.
You don't realize how attached we are to our phones till we lose
it. Until it's
gone. That's when it goes down. Jamie is in Sussex this morning. My girl, Jamie. Good morning.
Hi. Hello, my friend.
Hi. Where'd you lose your phone, girl?
Okay, well, I'm going to give you Jay's story. So we were at Bay Beach. If you've never been there with your kids, I highly recommend. Near Green Bay. We were doing all the rides, all the things. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call from Jay's phone. And Jay's standing right next to me. And I'm like, hello? And they're like, are you guys missing a phone? And I was like, who is this? Well, that doesn't matter. We found your phone on the train. And so we thought we would call the first couple contacts. And you're the only one that answered.
Yikes.
It was her husband's phone.
Jay lost the phone and they called the wifey. What did they? I love how she's standing
next to him when the phone rings. And she's like, you're calling me, but you're right here.
I'm like, what is this?
Wow.
Yeah. So another instance that we had no idea his phone was missing. No, I mean, and we had gone on the train that's like one of the first rides, and it was probably like lunchtime by the time somebody called.
It was hours.
It had taken a good minute for somebody to get in touch with somebody.
Wow.
So, and thankfully, he didn't have a lock on his phone because most people do. My husband's not, super savvy like that. He didn't have a lock on his phone, so somebody could call.
Of course.
Because I don't know that we would have known where to even look.
He's that careless. He's not even got a lock on the damn phone.
We don't even keep track of his own phone.
Your man is safe.
Jay is harmless.
He's the type of man you want in your life.
100%.
At least you guys found him, man. But it sounds like Jay's pretty careless with his with his cell phone.
Oh, he is. He can't. He loses the phone every day.
Get this man a lanyard. He needs a phone lanyard.
I find it in the bathroom. I have found it on our pool deck. I have found it yesterday. He couldn't find it. It was sitting on our stairs right in the middle of the stairs going upstairs. Yeah, he is not attached to his phone at all.
This is good. This is a wife stream.
Jay's my spirit animal.
Jamie, thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, McKenna's in Port Washington. McKenna, we're running out of time this morning, but tell us, where did you lose your phone or where did you find it?
So I was sent by my family to go get us takeout for dinner one night, and I must have been coming from the car and had my hands full, so I threw it in the bag, not even thinking. And all of a sudden, after dinner, I could not find my phone anywhere, and so we're calling it, and it's buzzing in the garbage.
Oh, you guys, it was in the garbage takeout bag. I knew exactly where she was going with this.
I picked up dinner, threw it in the garbage. Thank God my phone wasn't, like, covered in food
gunk
and nasty takeout. But yeah, I was like, where is my phone? And then everybody's calling, and I hear buzzing from the garbage can. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Listen, it's not as bad as the one that ended up in the porta potty. I don't know if you heard that story. You're safe, McKenna. You're safe. Thanks for sharing your story.
At least it was your own food.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Just when I thought mine was bad, I was safe. Oof, all right. Well, watch out for your phones.